This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and sisters, it is also very important to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us something amazing. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Remember me and I shall remember you. And be thankful to me and don't be ungrateful. Amazing. Two beautiful reminders. The first one is, remember me and I shall remember you. Yes, some might argue that, well, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. Get acquainted with the Almighty during your days of ease. And during times of difficulty, he will be acquainted with you, meaning he will come to your assistance, he will remember you. Some might argue that that means it's too late for us. Not at all. Yes, that is a very valid reminder. But if we have turned away from the Almighty in the past, it's not too late to remember him. In fact, it is a sign of the mercy, the love of Allah for you and I, if things like these help us to turn towards him. It is a sign of love to Allah. Imagine if we became closer to him and mended our ways. Wow, what a gift of Allah it is upon us. So if you remember Allah, he will remember you. He will give you the calmness. He will give you that particular contentment that you're searching for, even in the midst of such great difficulty and hardship, or such uncertainty. And in the case of many, anxiety. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. So to remember Allah is something very important. Allah will remember you. The second part of that verse, وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ, be thankful and don't be ungrateful. That is also absolutely important, because at times like these, we should count the favors of Allah upon us when the whole world is looking at what's going wrong. We should look at what has gone right. Look at us, mashallah, many of us, we still have clothing, we still have accommodation, we still have a bit of food, we still have so much others do not have. I draw your attention to something very interesting. There are people on the globe who have far less than us, but they are much more grateful than us to the Almighty. Think about that. People who have less than a tenth of what we have, and they are more than 10,000 times grateful to Allah, or 10,000 times more grateful to Allah than we are. When we have so much, we have 10 times more than them, and we are so ungrateful. Sometimes we don't even thank the Almighty. Sometimes we don't even fulfill the obligations that He has placed on our shoulders. May Allah make us regular with the obligations that He has placed on our shoulders, and may He make us from those who can abstain from the prohibitions that he has declared. So those two matters are very, very interesting. Remember the Almighty, he will remember you. Be thankful and don't be ungrateful.